This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له جل عن الشبيه والمثيل والكفء والنظير. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praises due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who knows what we reveal and knows what we conceal and even knows what the animals feel. We thank Him, we praise Him, and on Him we have reliance. It is to Him we only turn to for our true guidance. We ask Him to send His peace, His blessings, His mercy on the best of human beings and prophets Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on whom be praise until the very end of our days. And we ask Him for steadfastness, guidance, mercy, and to never lead us astray, and for Him to save us on judgment day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored this nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by being the last remnants of humanity which preserved the one trust and responsibility He gave. The one trust and responsibility He gave to every single prophet and messenger before Him. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam on this earth for a purpose and reason. Only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even known to creation before Him. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this trust and responsibility, وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةٌ قَالُوا وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told the angels, I am going to put a khalifa on earth. A khalifa, one who succeeds generation after generation. One who is a representative of and a deputy of an authority over. And one who brings about change. A khalifa on this earth. The angel said, how can you put someone that will cause corruption and spill bloodshed? And we already celebrate your praise and glorify you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know what you do not know. And when Allah gave this khilafa to Adam alayhi salam, it was passed down to every prophet that came after him. Every single generation of the prophets following one after the other until it culminated with Al-Habib alayhi salatu was salam. Every single one of those prophets being a khalifa. When one of the prophets was either killed or the people used this trust and responsibility for their own benefit and gain, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, فَتَخَلَّفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ وَرِثُ الْكِتَابَ يَأْخُذُونَ عَرَضَ هَذَا الْأَدْنَى وَيَقُولُونَ سَيُغْفَرُ لَنَا وَإِنْ يَأْتِهِمْ عَرَضٌ مِثْلُهُ يَأْخُذُهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and then when they succeeded, generations came, the followers of some of these prophets who were given the responsibility of this khilafa, what did they do? They inherited the book. They inherited the scripture that was given to them. And they preferred the fleeting gains of this world, saying, we're going to be forgiven anyway. And indeed, taking them and such gains that came from their own way, and it was not a pledge that was taken from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They traded the fleeting life and material gain for the trust and responsibility Allah gave them, and destroyed that previous khilafah, and destroyed the scripture that was given to them, and took over the responsibility for only what is in this material world. And some of them killed the prophets, the khulafa al-ard. And as it culminated one after the prophet after another, and culminated with Al-Habib alayhi salatu wasalam, when he too alayhi salatu wasalam was given this khilafa, there were two responsibilities taught to him that are the product of this khilafa. What are the two responsibilities? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to all of the prophets in the story of Dawud, Ya Dawud, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard. Fahkum bayna an-nasi bil haqq wa la tattabi' al-hawa فَيُضِلَّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Dawood, and all of the prophets that were given this responsibility of khilafah, we have made you a khalifa on this earth. Judge fairly between people, number one. Ultimate justice between humanity is only from our Creator. That is the responsibility of khilafah ala al-ard. And number two, وَلَا تَتَّبِعِ الْهَوَى. Do not follow your desires lest they mislead you from the true path. These are the true two responsibilities of what this trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to all of humanity. And the question is now, what is that khilafah? What is it? The khilafah, my brothers and sisters, that was given from Adam alayhi salam to every single prophet and messenger. And what has brought the thousands that come in front of you in this beautiful and storied university, the Islamic University of Malaysia. The tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation. The one responsibility, the khilafah, is this faith that Allah has given humanity. This faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humanity to solve the world's problems. This faith, which is the only faith Allah has given all of us, that is the khilafah. That is what is passed down. This is the true faith for all of humanity. And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilled his responsibility, and there's no prophet or messenger after him, his followers are the khulafa al-ard. And that is why his followers were called Khalifat Rasulillah, Khulafa al-Rashideen. They are the ones who succeeded this responsibility. You are the last bastion of humanity left. You are the last bastion of humanity left that represents the true faith of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To represent ultimate justice to humanity. To free creation from the shackles of servitude to man, to the freedom and expansion of servitude to the Creator. That we are all equal under one reign of one servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the khilafah, my brothers and sisters. This is what you have come for. But I want to remind all of us with something very, very important. Many of us have understood this responsibility in a vacuum. Especially those who come to study Islamic studies. The question of how do we bring about the modern and contemporary rhetoric, which is the universal message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our modern times, we're finding ourselves to be in a vacuum. And that vacuum comes from an ahistorical understanding of our faith. Not understanding the importance of history. Where did we come from? What has happened the past 100 years? And where did we come from in our origins from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In the first 100 years where Islam's principles of understanding, this khilafah was preserved. As we look at history and what has happened in the past, we see people that are separated from the realities of this world and live in the shadows of the past, therefore unable to live in the present, in the needs of the world and the community at large because they don't understand history. And this is why one of the greatest scholars of Islam, by the name of Ibn al-Athir, in his work called Al-Kamil fi al-Tariq, he writes about the importance of knowing history, where he discusses in it that many people think that history is just some stories people say, and there's no understanding from it. But he said, if Allah grants true disposition to somebody, they will understand that when He guides them to the straight path, knows that the benefits of history are both in this world and in the hereafter. He said, as for in this world, a human being no doubt would like to live forever, just like all of humanity thinks that they will. When a famous one of them dies, they think that this is a tragedy and no human being should die at that time. And he says that if they realize that when they grow old, they count themselves among the living, they look at those that witnessed just yesterday and they were forgotten, that not even the rich and the noble were saved from their passing. Neither the wretched. You only live one life and the legacy you need to live. And you will learn from tajarib al-nas, previous experiences. And he says, as for fawaid al-ukhrawiyyah, as for the benefits that will make them understand in the hereafter, they will understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed those who worked for this sake, for this legacy. And they will see how the world turned over those who chased its material gain, and how it led to catastrophe for those who believed they dwelled in here forever. And he said, that is why the Quran is filled with wisdom and repeated historical stories, understanding where people came from, the causes and why of events, because no doubt history repeats itself. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously retells the stories of the Quran over and over and over again. Why am I mentioning this to you all, my brothers, my sisters of knowledge who came to this university? Because if you don't know where you came from, if you don't know where the Ummah came from in the last 100 years, if you don't understand the history of all of the Muslim world in the past 100 years, how we got here, you will never know where we're going. You will never know how to employ the knowledge that is given to you in this university or all over the world, how it can be employed to bring about a better future and tomorrow. To spread this knowledge to humanity at large, you need to know their history. You need to know what it took for them to get here. And that is why great scholars of Islam, they spent their time writing about this one historical fact. Among them, one of the greatest scholars of the past century, Sayyid Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book, Alim al-Islam, Islam and the World, Mada Khasir al-Alam, Fi Inhitat al-Muslimin. What did the world lose in the decline of Muslims? And he says in that book, a number of amazing reflections that every single one in our community needs to understand. He said, the complacency of this ummah is what led to its decline. And particularly scholars who lost touch with benefit of this world and how it can be employed with knowledge of the hereafter. And he said, the Quran does not set out to explain the creation of the material universe in detail. It emphasizes much more the moral and social side of human life. And he said, when we are separated from that, it causes what he called intellectual sterility. You will not understand how to employ ilm in the modern world and modern context. And one of the greatest thinkers of Islam alive today, Muhammad Naqib Attas, hafidhahullah, who wrote in his book, a great Malaysian scholar, one of those who affected the university that you're studying in his book, Islam and Secularism, he writes in there, if we were to look at all of the reasons for the internal causes that led to where we are, the basic problem, it seems to me, can be reduced to a single evident crisis. And it would be called the loss of adab. He said, I'm referring here not to adab as only a human interaction of how to deal with one another, but the discipline of the mind, body, and soul. The discipline that made us lose our educational hierarchy in this world. The discipline that made us understand how to deal with our knowledge in the world today. How to employ our knowledge in the world today. And he said, this loss of adab starts with your interactions and how you deal with one another and goes on to the greater structure of education in the world. When we lost that ability, we lost our standing in this ummah. My brothers, my sisters, all of this relates to where you are today. You are here today to employ the knowledge that Allah granted this ummah, as the Prophet ﷺ said, يَحْمِلُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ مِنْ كُلِّ خَلَفٍ عُدُولُهُ يُنْفَوْنَ عَنْهُ تَحْرِيفِ الْغَالِينَ وَإِبْطَالِ الْمُبْطِلِينَ وَتَأْوِيلِ الْجَاهِلِينَ. From every successive generation, the Prophet ﷺ said, there will come the noble and trustworthy. Who are they? You are, everyone here. You are the noble and trustworthy who carried the Khilafah, the Prophet ﷺ said. You are those people. What are they trying to employ? They're trying to save this ummah, save humanity with what Allah gave you as a trust with three things. Number one, they try to remove the extremists and their distortions. And they try to remove the ignorant and their false claims. And they try to remove the false interpretations of those who have no knowledge. That is your job. That is the responsibility left for us. But if you don't understand how the world functions in an ahistorical context, how the uloom developed, how we stopped thinking in this ummah, how we stopped employing true tafaqquh, how do we understand to live in the society today by understanding how it arrived here, you will not understand how to employ the knowledge Allah gave this ummah in its right context. And this is what the ulama described as mura'at ahwal an-nas. The greatest benefit of the Sharia of Allah is that it is timeless and it takes account the context and place of humanity. And if we don't know that context, how can we use it? How can we use it? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that ability to understand this context, to understand this history, to understand and employ it with the knowledge and responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. أقول قول هذا وأستغفر الله لي فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. My brothers, my sisters, those who are tulab al-ilm, those who Allah gave the responsibility of being the last bastion of humanity to carry the responsibility of messengers, live and learn not in a vacuum. Live and learn and know the social sciences, understand economy, understand history, understand where we came from in the past 100 years, as well as the early 100 years and its principles of understanding this faith, to employ it how to understand our time today. This is how this ummah will be saved. You must read from great thinkers who lived post-colonization. You must read about the great scholars of this ummah, of this country, like those by Tahir Jalaluddin, or Sayyid al-Hadi, or Burhanuddin al-Hilmi, or many of the great thinkers that are alive today, many students of knowledge don't even know about. Reading from Shaykh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi's book, Islam and the World. Reading from Muhammad Sayyid Naqib Attas's book, Islam and Secularism. How scholars employ that responsibility in understanding the world in a post-colonial state. And how to bring about, again, education to this ummah. You have to do this. When you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us this news. I want you all to listen carefully as if Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us the future and what it holds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يَرْجُونَ لِقَاءَنَا وَرَضُوا بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَاطْمَأَنُّوا بِهَا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ عَيَاتِنَا غَافِلُونَ. Indeed, those who do not expect to meet us being pleased and content with this worldly life and they are heedless of our signs. أُولَٰئِكَ مَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. They will have the fire as a home because of what they have committed. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارُ فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ. Surely those who believe and do good, their Lord will guide them to paradise through their faith, and rivers will flow underneath their feet and gardens of bliss. At their prayers will be, glory be to you, O Allah, and their greeting will be salam, and their closing prayer will be all praises for Allah. If Allah were to hasten evil for people as they wish to hasten good, they would certainly have been doomed. But we leave those who do not expect to meet us to wander blindly in defiance. Whenever someone touched by hardship, they cry out to us, whether lying on their side, sitting or standing. But we relieve their hardship. They cry to us to remove their hardship, not returning to their old ways. Asking us to cry to remove their hardship. This is how the misdeeds of the transgressors have been made appealing to them. We surely destroyed other people before you when they did wrong, and their messengers came to them with clear proofs, but they would not believe. This is how we rewarded the wicked people. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. Then we made you successor on this earth, so that we may see how you would act, how you would fulfill this responsibility. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to live and fulfill this responsibility. Allahumma aghfir lana warhamna ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma a'izz al-islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansur ikhwana al-mustada'afina fi kulli makan. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء والأسقام يا رب العالمين وبلاد المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في القول والعمل والصدق في النية يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم تب علينا واغفر لنا وجميع المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان وارزقنا الجنة في الفردوس الأعلى بغير حساب ولا عذاب مع نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهدي ووفق رئيس الدستور والسلطان السلنجور على ما فيه خير فيه العباد والبلاد وجميع ولاة الأمور المسلمين، وولي علينا خيارنا يا رب العالمين، واحفظنا من كل البلاء يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وأقم الصلاة.